Cruel Yule, A Needlecraft Mystery, by Monica Ferris, read by Melissa Hughes. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Saturday, December 15, around 10:15 a.m. Godwin, a slender, handsome young man in jeans and white cotton sweater, sipped his tea and looked around the atrium with happy interest. This was not his first trip to Nashville, but his first to the Nashville Needlework Market. As usual, it was being held at the Consulate Hotel, but not at all usual, it was being held in December. Godwin didn't care. He adored shopping in any season, and here was shopping squared. Shopping for a shop. Namely, Cruel World, a sweet little needlework store in Minnesota owned by his favorite boss, Betsy Devonshire. Every year, the International Needlework Retailers Guild held a cash-and-carry market for member shop owners who came to select among the newest and/or most popular designers and manufacturers of needlework material. Not normally an early riser, he had been up and dressed, fed, watered, and ready for action as soon as the doors opened at 9, buying new and favorite counted cross-stitch patterns, new colors in fabrics and floss, new gadgets. Now, after carrying bags of loot out to the U-Haul trailer in the parking lot, he was taking a break to rest his feet and steady his nerves with a cup of tea. And, okay, a big chocolate chip cookie. On one long side of the atrium were a restaurant, where he got the tea and cookie, and a bar, and on the other there was a swimming pool set up and a gift and notion shop. On the back end of the atrium was a warren of meeting rooms, while at the other, six steps led to a carpeted dais and three big double doors through which was the...